Finally, the tension in my body drains, and I sit on the stool, contemplating why I care so much, and contemplating why Dane, in a suit, resulted in the same reaction as if Chris Evans had walked into my store. Shaking my head and forcing myself not to think about it any longer, I stand to leave, but he appears in the doorway, his sunglasses hanging off the pocket of his suit jacket, his shoulder leaning on the doorframe, ankles crossed. Dane.
I'm getting deja vu when you say my name so breathlessly.
His cocky smirk is in place, and though I usually want to smack it off his face, this time I find myself wanting to kiss it off. Stop it, Ava. Funny? What can I do for you? My fingers need something to do, so they knot together in my lap.
I wanted to thank you for the cupcakes.
I nod. You're welcome.
A whole dozen for free. I should repay you.
With his mouth? Crap. No, Ava. Stop it. Not necessary. Thanks for your help last night. I nod. My comeback's not nearly as snappy as they should be.
Any man would love to be a girl's knight in shining armor.
He winks, and my heart skips a beat or two before I think of something to say back. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'm not afraid of the dark. I grab my purse from the counter. If I leave, he leaves, and then I can pull myself together and remind myself why Dane Murray is not the man I want to be with.
You closing up early tonight?
He's pushed off the wall now, his stance wider, blocking my way out of the kitchen as he plays with his sunglasses in his hands. Yeah, if I don't sleep soon, I'm going to collapse. I turn off the lights in the back. He steps to the side, extending his arm out for me to go first in an exaggerated movement. I wait for him to grab the three pink boxes of cupcakes, which he does with ease. Well, Ava, he lifts kegs of beer on the daily.
Then I'll try not to invade too much.
I open the door and he steps out, his sunglasses in his free hand about to cover his eyes. What? I ask, the door still in my hands.
I'll try not to invade your dreams too much tonight.
He winks, puts his sunglasses on, and turns around.
Sweet dreams, Ava. Or rather, dirty dreams.
I immediately look right and left to see if anyone is close by. Phew, no one. His laugh rings out as he crosses the street and disappears into his bar. He must have a game plan, and I need to figure it out if I'm going to stay one step ahead of him.